Hi, welcome to the 9th episode of Relax with Excel, where you may learn something about Excel, but will probably fall asleep. Then again, maybe you'll learn in your sleep. In this episode, we're going to cover the basics of how to create a drop-down list. Having a drop-down list in Excel is highly beneficial for several reasons. Firstly, it streamlines data entry, making it faster and more efficient. Instead of typing out data each time, users can simply select an option from the list, which is especially useful for repetitive or standard entries. Drop-down lists are also user-friendly, guiding users to select from predefined options, and thus avoiding invalid entries. For large datasets or databases, this feature is invaluable as it ensures uniformity and accuracy across entries. Creating a drop-down list in Excel with dummy data involves a few steps. Let's say we want to create a drop-down list with 5 fruit names. First, let's input your dummy data, the fruit names, in a separate column in the Excel sheet. For instance, you can enter apple in cell A1, banana in cell A2, cherry in cell A3, data in cell A4, and elderberry in cell A5. This column will serve as the source for your drop-down list. Next, select the cell where you want the drop-down list to appear. This could be any cell outside of your list. Let's say it's cell B1. Click on the Data tab on the top menu in Excel. In the Data tool selection, find and click on Data Validation. In the Data Validation dialog box that appears, select List from the Allow drop-down menu in the Settings tab. Now you need to specify the source for your drop-down list. Click in the Source box, and then select the range of cells containing your dummy data. Cell A1 to A5. In our example. Alternatively, you can manually type the range as A1:A5. After selecting the range, type OK. The cell you chose, B1, will now have a drop-down arrow in it on the right side. Clicking this arrow will show a list of your dummy data, the fruit names, from which you can make a selection. If you click on the drop-down arrow in cell B1, you should see apple, banana, cherry, date, and elderberry as selectable options. So this is the procedure that creates a drop-down list in Excel using our dummy data. It makes it easy to select from a list of predefined options and helps to ensure consistency and accuracy in data entry. This was a basic explanation of how to create the drop-down list in Excel. If you're still awake, thanks for getting this far. If you're asleep, pleasant dreams.